I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's probably just a case of the Mondays. How does she say it? Hang on. Is that going to make sense?
This goes out on Tuesdays. Yeah.
Must be just a case of the... It's probably just a case of the Tuesdays. Am I right?
You're listening to Bandwagons.
That's exactly how she says that second bit as well, and it's really unnerving.
Who
it's
says
really
it?
Like
Agatha.
Wanda says it. I just said this.
I don't remember that at all. I believe you though.
Sounds it. Welcome back to Bandwagons. How are you, Brute?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm grand, yeah. Her brown bin has returned from war. I think I've spoken about this at least 6 times on the Patreon, so.
Oh my God, tell us more.
Bring it to the main feed. So our neighbours stole our brown compost bin, allegedly. We kind of had mild issues with them initially because they said our bins were blocking the path to their house, which they weren't.
They absolutely listen to this as well, so call them out. They don't.
So we moved them as a sign of peace because the last thing we wanted was hassle. This also came after they complained about us having parties in the middle of lockdown, which we categorically were not having. We just didn't want beef. We wanted this house to be no drama. So we moved the bins. But there was one night where... the bins have been collected and I moved the compost back nearer to our house. And then I went in the middle of the week to put something out in the compost bin and it was gone. Just
what
gone,
in the
right?
Compost bin?
I don't know. Like, we have a smaller compost bin in the kitchen that's made up of like tea bags and general food waste. So mm-hmm. It was probably that. So then I realized it was gone. This was before Christmas because Jack was still there.
It was ages ago. Yeah, definitely.
So it was gone. And then I was like, right, okay. And we couldn't see it anywhere up the road. Like, it wasn't a case if it hadn't been taken by neighbors. It was so close to our house. There was no way. Do you know, like, it wouldn't have been taken by neighbors further up the road because it would have had to come directly to our house. And like right up to our window, we would have seen if someone was in the kitchen. So that happened. I rang the bin company and they were like, did one of the neighbors take it? And I was like, look, I have my suspicion.
So I'm no rat.
Next door. Sorry, I'm no rat. But if you were to ask me honestly, I do think it was our direct next door neighbors. And then they were like, would you ask for it back? And I said, I mean, that's an overly simplified solution as we are currently engaged in warfare and I don't negotiate with those kind of people. So they were like, right, okay, we'll send you out another one. So they did. And then I thought I could see it around the side of the house a couple of times, the neighbor's house. But like, I didn't want to like take it back and cause.
How did you know? Why did you think it was yours and not theirs?
Because they don't have the same bin company.
Okay.
We have red bins.
Okay.
And with like different colored lids, depending
on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have those too.
So I could kind of see like a red, but I couldn't prove it, but it really looked like it. And Jack was like, don't bother going up because like they clearly have cameras outside their house and we don't want no drama, no drama house, right? And we had a new bin. It didn't matter. We were living life vicariously. And then one of the days, I actually don't know why I'm saying it allegedly, because I saw it pulled out in front of their house then a couple of weeks after. And my mom was like, oh, well, it's great. Then just go get it. And I was like, yeah, I will. And then I forgot. And then at that stage, they'd already pulled it back into their house. But today it is returned for more and it's full of ash. So I'm really annoyed.
It's our winter fire bin. You don't rob a winter fire bin?
I don't rob a winter fire bin.
From your neighbour? It's tradition in Ashtown. It's local tradition.
I don't think it is.
You borrow from the neighbour to your right. You put all your winter ash in ash in it. And then you drop it back in the spring. It's kind of Halloween. It's kind of soundy, isn't it?
I don't think it is. Take me back to Finglas. Wouldn't happen there. I'll tell you that for nothing. Nothing.
Do you think Brown Bin would be a good name for my YouTube channel?
Read Brown Bag Films.
What are you going to do?
What do you mean? About the bin?
Yeah, I'd bring it back. You've ordered another one. You don't need it anymore.
What am I going to do with two compost bins and one of them that's, disgusting.
Winter ash bin. I would
wear that bin. Right back. Our new bin is so gorgeous and so clean. I don't want the disgusting one anymore. I'm just going to have to ring the bin company and like they will come and collect it. But I'm just annoyed that I didn't catch anyone in the act. And neither are my housemates.
Write your name on the new one now so they can't do it again.
What a useless pack of detectives. My name is on it and our fucking address.
Oh, then you should have been braver.
But what if I went up to the front door and it wasn't the bin? What if it was just like a red object?
You'd be like, sorry, I'm looking for my cat. My cat ran away.
And the cat's in the fucking window.
Yeah, maybe I do. They don't know. You owe them nothing. They owe you a bin. You owe them nothing. Nothing.
You're dead right.
Yeah, that's... Send us suggestions as to what Fionnuala should do with her spare compost bin. Or her spare fire ash sound bin.
Yeah. Let's upcycle, girls.
Why don't you put it in the back garden and make it like a hot tub? a standing water feature.
That was previously used to decompose food waste.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
So is the ground.
I've heard crazier ideas.
And so is the sea. How
would we carbonate the water? Is a hot tub just a...
Why would you carbonate? You don't carbonate a hot tub.
No, like, how do I make it fizzy? How do I make it bubbly?
Why do you want it fizzy? You just want it to be aerated. You don't want it to be fizzy.
Aerated is the same as carbonated, isn't it?
No, 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 no. Like, if you're in a hot tub and some water goes in your mouth, it's not fizzy, Fionnuala.
How do I put...
You're not sitting in a big fucking river rock, sparkly river rock. Like. You need to put an air hose in that like blow bubbles into it, or just do it with your mouth.
An air hose, that's not a real thing. That's a straw.
It's more a thing than a carbonated hot tub. What flavour?
Willy Wonka had one of them at his back.
The worst thing is you're not even joking. You fully think like hot tubs are just big sprites.
That's not what I think, but now that you've said it, I want one. Imagine it was just full of Bucks Fizz. You'd be sick. You'd be sick.
Yeah.
You would be sick if you were just chewing on the big drink. Boxes.
Yeah.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Prosecco.
You'd be very sticky. Anyway, WandaVision.
You would be very sticky, yeah. Yeah, today we are talking about WandaVision. I was going to watch this, but again, we obviously have a lot of other shows to get through. And I was like, I can't start this. And then... my housemate Annabelle wanted to start it, so I said I would. And Jack, who I've already previously mentioned, who I used to live with, we are still friends. He's obsessed with Marvel, always has been. And we were kind of talking about it, about when it was going to be out, whatever. And he was always going to watch it. And I was like, yeah, I actually think I'll watch it. It kind of looks intriguing to someone who's not a huge Marvel head. And I watched it and I enjoyed it quite a lot. What did you think, Breed?
Yeah, I'd seen the ads. I think it was advertised heavily over Christmas. And I remember seeing the ads. And I just really enjoy Elizabeth Olsen's face. So I was drawn in by the ads and didn't realize it was Marvel or anything to do with that. Just thought it was like this new sitcom coming to Disney Plus. And I was like, that actually looks good. And then my brother started talking about it, being like, oh, I can't wait to see, like, can't wait for WandaVision. And I was like, right, this is obviously something totally different if he's into it. And then I realized it was part of like the Marvel universe. And it kind of threw me a bit then, because I have little, like very little experience with Marvel. And
to be honest,
it's Black Panther, Spider-Man. I think I saw Watchmen. Is that one of them? But like very little.
I'm not confident. No, I feel like Watchmen.
Movie Watchmen.
Oh, the movie Watchmen isn't supposed to be good.
No, it wasn't. I saw it in French.
The series is supposed to be good. Regina King is it? Well, yeah, it definitely wasn't good then. Watchmen. Watchmen. Marvel?
It came out when I was probably like 12 years ago. I was in France and on a French exchange, and they brought me to the cinema, and it was not good. But I didn't
Watchmen
understand.
Watchmen is DC. I did think okay. that.
Very little experience.
Similar enough to yourself, I have seen Black Panther because it was
iconic.
The movie of the moment at the time, yeah, and iconic. I saw Captain Marvel because I got free tickets to it. And I actually don't think I've seen any of the rest of them all the way through.
I've seen
bits of all the Captain Americas. Yeah, I've seen bits of. I googled one of the Avengers, the one where they obviously there's the war and they all fight.
Civil War.
No, the Avengers.
Oh, Avengers.
That's Captain America.
Well, then I have no idea what's going on.
Basically, I had a very limited knowledge, and to be honest, I kind of think the way they marketed it was to try. And get, because I was like, oh yeah, it's Marvel, but it's not like
action-y.
Probably naive of me. The Marvel fans are like, you're such a dickhead. Yeah, I was just like, oh, it's not going to be so much that it's like that I can't enjoy it, which I would still think you can get into this if you've never watched any of them, but it would probably just make you want to watch them all. And I feel like you will enjoy them more as a Marvel fan first. But I did think it was, they really heavily marketed it so that it wasn't just like straight up MCU, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Would you say the same?
Yeah, definitely. And I was avoiding watching it, first of all, because I like to binge things, and I know it was coming out week to week. So I was like, right, I'll wait and see, and I'll watch it all at the end, all in one go, which is what I did. So I was waiting for that. And then I was kind of not that pushed, but then Twitter, literally everyone I know on Twitter was raving about it. Like, I think Emer the Screamer was on about it, and a couple of other people who, like, I would generally have the same interests with. And I was like, right, if these all watched it and loved it, there actually must be something in it for me. So I was very much swayed by the social media of it all as well. And the memes and stuff, like, it was everywhere.
What is WandaVision about?
Okay. So, Elizabeth Olsen plays Wanda. So I didn't actually realize these are two separate people called Wanda and Vision. I'd never heard of either of them before. I thought it was genuinely the name of the show. I didn't realize it was like them as well. So there's Wanda and there's Vision, played by Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany, yeah. We'll talk about him later on.
And they are a famous Marvel couple from former movies who are in this sitcom. It's so hard to explain. It starts out as a 1950s sitcom. They are like the loving couple in it. It's all in black and white. There's a live studio audience. And then it kind of develops from there. And every episode is the next decade.
Yeah, it's kind of revealed that all is not as it seems.
Yeah.
Maybe we won't give too much rage in case anyone wants to watch it. But essentially, yeah.
It kind of builds to this climax where it's a big kind of action-packed finale. And there's all the stuff you'd expect from a Marvel movie once it hits the end. But yeah, it's not ripping the piss. It's kind of taken from different sitcoms, and throughout the years, there's even like the last episode, I think it might be episode 7. The last episode of like the sitcom style is very much like Modern Family, and the theme tune is like
Modern Family, The Office. Yeah.
Mockumentary. There's a Malcolm in the Middle one. There's a like Dick Van Dyke show that's all. And that was the aspect I really
like
loved.
Full House, that kind of vibe as well.
Yeah. I didn't explain that well. Do you have
no, like it quite like the way it pans out and the way it tells the story is through these sitcom trope. So then there's like a whole episode where it's kind of, where it's flashbacks. And then there's like, there's a Halloween special. But at the core of this is Wanda and Vision. And I suppose if you're a Marvel fan, you'll know the crack with them and you'll understand why things are not all as it seems.
Yeah.
Will we just spoil it? Because like,
I was just going to say, yeah, because I think if you've never seen WandaVision, even if you haven't seen WandaVision and you've seen all the other Marvel stuff, you'll kind of already get half of it.
Okay, so this is your spoiler warning.
If you haven't,
we are about to spoil WandaVision and potentially the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I will say a lot of them came out years ago, so that's fully on you. But anyway, so spoil it, Breed.
So Vision has died several times before. Vision has died twice before in the Marvel Universe. The first time he was killed by Wanda because he needed to die to protect the world or something, the way it always goes. The second time he was brought back to life by someone just to be killed again. I can't remember who that
Thanos,
was.
Thanos, I think.
Thanos, yeah. Just to be killed again. So this is the third time we're back now. Vision is alive and well. They're a happy couple. Wanda gets pregnant. She has twin boys. And it goes on, and you kind of know from the first episode something's not right. And then when do they show episode 3? I think is when they show us the outside real world, what's actually going on, which is this town has been taken over and being held hostage. They don't know why, they can't get into it. And it's like
a kind of force field around it that seems impenetrable, and they try and like send items in, and they, like, they don't come back out. And
yeah, there's a hex on the town, I think. And then we kind of come to realize over a lot of episodes that this has all gone in Wanda's head, or Wanda has like manifested all this through her magic powers because she is, of course, a witch. And she can only, this is the only universe where her and Vision can live happily because he doesn't exist in the normal world anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, she robbed his body. And because of her powers...
I don't think she robbed his body.
Oh, did she not rob his body? She just wrecked the gas.
She saw his body and then she was so upset that she just like...
And then she wrecked the gas.
Yeah.
Okay. So then...
They robbed his body to create...
She was able to bring him back to life. So that's why they took apart his body though, wasn't it?
Sorry?
She is able to bring him back if she wants to, but that's why they took his body apart.
Yeah, I don't think she realized she was capable of it, but when she went to visit his body, they were like, we have to take him apart because we don't know what you're capable of, basically. Like, they know she's an ultra powerful witch. I don't think she ever intended to bring him back because it doesn't ever work out well.
Yeah, so she went back to this site that I think was going to be their house or whatever, and then created this world from it where she could kind of... And because she grew up watching sitcoms, she kind of basically created this sitcom world to live in with Vision. Because as you said, it's the only reality that they could live in because Vision was very much fucking dead. Like,
yeah, they
that
do.
Man, dead.
They do put dead, it back dead, together dead. Though to create Blue Vision.
Is he not white?
I've been reading it as Blue Vision. I thought, I keep burping.
Is he very light blue? Blue Vision?
Yeah, he would be, yeah. Who are we to judge him on his colour?
Blue Vision Marvel.
Other Vision. What are they calling him? What is his character?
I googled it as White Vision.
Other Vision.
The light reflecting off of the synthesoid also makes him slightly blue. Okay.
I'm just going to Google Other Vision and see what comes up. Other Vision, WandaVision.
Other Vision, WandaVision.
Yeah, no, you're right. Actually, it is white Vision. Why was I calling him Blue Vision?
Oh, this video is playing. Sorry.
I can't hear it. You're fine.
Oh, okay. I can't be bothered Googling that. So a Marvel person will explain that to us. I'm not getting into that. I can't understand right now. There is clearly some significance to it, but where were we otherwise?
Oh, there's so much to explain about this. So we haven't mentioned the other people in the town yet, so... We get introduced to other neighbors through the.
And these are basically people that Wanda is like holding hostage, essentially, because they were the people that lived in the town.
Yeah, for the most part.
And they
are
like, they are now under her spell and they're all playing characters. So it's like Vision goes to work and has a normal job where he pretends to be human. So like all his work colleagues are
actors.
People who are, yeah, exactly. they're actors in the show, but like they're actually actors because they're like real life people who have been put under the spell.
Yeah.
Vision doesn't realize this initially, that he's been basically resurrected, and it's like a fake him and it's a fake reality. But as obviously as the series progresses, things start being revealed, and he realizes and he gets angry because in his will he said he didn't ever want to be resurrected.
Oh, I missed that bit.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why she never intended to bring him back to life. Yeah, we kind of find out along with Vision, because for the first couple of episodes you really don't understand what's going on. You're kind of just take it for a weird kind of glitchy sitcom.
The first two episodes are just straight sitcom, so like, which I still really enjoyed. But like everyone I said to, I was like, I started WandaVision, they're like, you need to just watch two episodes and just wait, because
yeah,
all will be revealed basically. So if you started it and you're like, what the fuck, maybe going with it, and if you still don't like it, obviously then stop. But
my brother came in and I just finished episode two, and you know where Monica wakes up like outside the hex or whatever, she's like on the ground, like mm-hmm. she's been thrown out, Wanda's like thrown her out of the world. She wakes up and Miguel came in and he was like, oh, what bit are you at? And I was like, oh, Geraldine just woke up. And he was just like, Monica? And I was like, no, Geraldine. And he was just like, oh fuck. Like, it's just, I have no idea what was going on. I have no idea who Monica is or what significance that all had.
I had that kind of spoiled on me because I was listening to Who Weekly and they were talking about it. They were talking about the actor that plays Monica, and I was trying to like skip ahead because I knew I was going to watch eventually, but I like half heard, so that didn't throw me for a loop, and neither did the Agatha thing.
Yeah,
I should probably explain that as well.
That was the thing I was kind of, Michal was like, what are you getting, like how is it all like coming clear for you? And I was like, I know there's something has to come out of this Agnes neighbor, because I've seen online she is the meme and she is the song, like it's everywhere, but I just don't fully understand how or why yet. So I kind of had my eye on her, but other than that I didn't really have a clue what was going on. So basically her, like the main nosy neighbor character, is played by Catherine Hahn, and she plays Agnes, who is actually secretly a witch who has come to take part in like Wanda's little universe because she wanted to see who the witch was behind this unbelievable powerful magic, and she wanted to like steal her magic from her or something like that.
Yep. Pretty. Yeah, I'm going to be honest, and I won't spoil so it because it is essentially the very ending of WandaVision, but that end, maybe we'll talk about this off mic, but that ending is a bit loose. I thought, I was just like, right, that's, it was a bit convenient. We'll talk about it after. Because
the ending for Agatha.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it off mic, because if you're anyway kind of halfway through, I don't actively want to spoil that. Or maybe we'll talk about it more close to the end, but yeah, we'll talk about it.
So can you guess what WandaVision got on Rotten Tomatoes, most importantly? I can't believe I've mentioned
it. I'd say high. I would say 86.
91.
Oh.
I actually have the proper definition of what WandaVision is. It's an American television miniseries created by Jack Schaefer for the streaming service Disney Plus, based on the Marvel Comics characters Wanda Maximoff, or the Scarlet Witch, and Vision. It is set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and it shares continuity with the films of the franchise. It takes place after the events of the film Avengers Endgame, which came out in 2019. And I think it's supposed to be, there's kind of a bit of confusion, but I think it's supposed to lead into Doctor Strange.
Yeah, people have said that it's supposed to lead into Doctor Strange 1 or the Doctor Strange sequel that's coming?
The one that's coming.
Yeah, Doctor Strange 2. Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah. It's like, there's a lot of weird things about, so Michal has explained this to me, but the timing of everything is really significant with these Marvel movies. Like, you have to watch them in a particular order, I think. And this is like the first thing to be released of the new phase of Marvel. And this phase is like focused on like the multiverse. So we haven't seen anything being focused on the multiverse. So this is the first thing of that phase. So it's really significant, I think.
Because this is the thing that X-Men are going to come into it.
Yeah. So Evan Peters, I kind of Googled, like I went straight on, I Googled the cast as I was watching it. And I was
The minute Evan Peters came into this, I texted the three people that I was texting about this who'd watched it previously and said, Evan Peters was in this and not one of you fucking told me. Why is he here?
My exact reaction.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Episode one, I brought up the cast because I just wanted to see who they were or whatever. And it said Evan Peters, whoever, and I was like, Evan Peters is going to be in this movie. I was like, turn that off, like you're not supposed to know that. And I was like, right,
you love spoiling things. You love spoiling things for yourself.
But also I was just shocked because Evan Peters has been in everything I've watched recently. He's in Pose, he's in I can't remember the rest, but he's in, like, I've watched like a couple of things recently where
he's
Evan
in everything,
Peters, like, is one of the main people, and I just, like, he kind of went off my radar for years and all of a sudden he's back. So when Evan Peters appeared, it was really significant for the Marvel Universe because he played Quicksilver in the X-Men universe, which was owned by Sony. No, Fox. Owned by Fox.
Which one of them.
Fox. I'm pretty sure it's Fox. Up until now, Marvel haven't had the rights to use those characters. That's why Aaron Johnson had to play Quicksilver in the Marvel Universe. But he was killed off.
Yeah.
So when he reappeared as Evan Peters, fans kind of went mad thinking that this was like the start of the multiverse and that maybe or Disney had finally got the rights to everything and we're going to bring everyone together and kind of mix things up. And that kind of leads into the rumors about the Spider-Man movie where they the Spider-Man multiverse where they bring all former Spider-Man back and have them all in one movie. So that's kind of what
oh my God, can you imagine? Can you actually imagine that?
Apparently it's very realistic. If you watch interviews with Tom Holland, he doesn't like give it away, but he is kind of like wink wink nudge nudging at the idea of the multiverse and like all the Spider-Man coming together. So like I don't think it's unrealistic to think it's coming, but we don't know for sure yet.
Well, see, here's the thing, Breed. Have you watched Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse on Netflix?
No.
Okay, you should, because it's excellent. It's probably my favorite Spider-Man now. I as far as I can tell, I don't think it is in the MCU, but I think it's kind of like.
No, I think it is.
Oh no! See, I'm reading this now Into the Spider-Verse with Sony. That's why there was always Sony spawn in it. That makes sense.
It is part of canon. It is part of the MCU. What is it? The
but
MCU?
It does introduce the. It did introduce the idea of the multiverse. There was like different Spider-Men from different timelines. Say like Gwen Stacy is like a Spider-Man and then they had Jake Johnson who played this like really like sluggy kind of shit Peter Parker.
Okay.
Oh, I love that so much. So good. What is Tobey Maguire bothered? Is Tobey Maguire really like...
Wasn't Tobey Maguire like in a lot of trouble?
Oh, don't say that. Oh, let me...
No, do you know the movie with your one?
What, need a Molly? Problematic alarm.
What's that movie with your one? And it's based on a true story about the Molly's Game?
Yes.
Wasn't he like...
Oh!
He was supposed... That's who like the dickheady guy was supposed to be.
Yes!
That's
yes.
Whenever I think of him now, that's like I have a bad impression of him.
Who played him in Molly's Game again?
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, because it has it here. In 2004, Maguire took up tournament poker. He has finished in the money in several events and has been tutored by...
Michael Cera.
Yes. Shortly after this episode, Maguire reportedly stole the game from Bloom, leading Bloom to move to New York, Molly Bloom. That's who the movie is based on. Maguire's actions at the game are portrayed by Michael Cera in the film Molly's Game through the character Player X. Morts!
Yeah. So maybe he needs a bit of a character revamp personally.
Potentially, yeah.
Do you know who else is in the Spider-Verse though?
Who?
Catherine Hahn.
How?
Is she not like Dr. Octopus or something?
Oh, hardly. Is she in Catherine
Hahn? I think, because I kept, like, she said herself in interviews.
Oh my God, she is?
Yeah. She was saying in interviews, like, oh, I keep thinking about, like, this is my first, like jump into the world of Marvel. And then she has to keep reminding herself, no, like, you were literally in the Spider-Verse movie. So
sure, I was about to say Gwen Stefani. Gwyneth Paltrow does not remember that she, like, her and Jon Favreau did this cooking video or something for his YouTube, where they did some video together. And John Favreau, because she was like, oh, we've never been in a movie together. And John Favreau was like, we were literally in
Iron Man
together. You I've literally play Pepper Potts. And she was like, oh, she just doesn't care. She just does not give a fuck.
Gwyneth is not on this planet.
But it's so funny though, because the fans like care so much and take it so seriously. And then you have other actors who are like, you know, they're introduced into the universe and they go to like painstaking levels to be like, I watched, this is my first Marvel movie. I'm so excited to be a part of it. Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. And then Gwyneth's like,
you've got the OGs who are like, please stop talking to me about it.
Okay, interesting. Do we want to talk about the cast?
Yeah.
Let's start with Elizabeth Olsen, younger sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley, which seemingly a lot of people didn't realize.
How would you not?
Until this, which I just don't.
How? Like, that's the only reason I know who she is.
She, like her sisters, began acting at a young age. She would have been in a lot of the Mary-Kate and Ashley stuff. She was in The Adventures of Mary-Kate and Ashley, and appeared in a lot of their videos. She went away and studied away herself. And then in 2011, she starred in the thriller film Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, which I'm not familiar with. I will say trigger warning here with regards to eating disorders, but in 2004, she said she nearly quit acting because of the frenzy around Mary-Kate and her eating disorder, which is really sad, but I'm glad she didn't. So she went away, did that thriller. She starred in Josh Radnor's Liberal Arts. Josh Radnor, there's a man I haven't heard from in a while. Have you seen Silent House? It's a horror film remake that she was in.
No.
Actually, now that I read about this, Martha, Marcy.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
May Marlene thing also kind of seems like your buzz. She plays Martha, a girl suffering from delusions after fleeing her life in a cult and returning to her family.
That does sound like a bit of me.
It does, in fairness.
I know,
if nothing else. She was nominated for the BAFTA Rising Star Award in 2013. She starred in Old Boy that year as well, which went down very well. I haven't seen it, but I remember hearing that it was very good. She can Kill Your Darlings, In Secret. She actually previously starred alongside the aforementioned Aaron Taylor-Johnson in 2014 in Godzilla.
Oh.
And then she joined the MCU in 2015 with Avengers Age of Ultron, which was the sequel to Avengers Assemble or The Avengers, wherever you're from, portraying Wanda Maximoff, aka the Scarlet Witch. But she actually first appeared as the character in a post-credit scene of Captain America, The Winter Soldier, alongside Taylor Johnson, because obviously they're brother and sister. And then obviously she came back for Captain America Civil War. And then obviously she was in Infinity War and she was in Endgame, which I don't know if you saw this. Great timing, because Endgame had surpassed Avatar as the highest grossing movie of all time. But Avatar has now gone back and pipped it again in 2021. Who is still watching after?
Who's still paying for Avatar?
Truly no idea. No idea. She's done a few other bits as well. She did a movie called I Saw the Light, and then she went and starred alongside Jeremy Renner, who's also in the MCU, in another movie called Wind River.
How would I know her?
How would you know her? She was in Ingrid Goes West. I know a lot of people.
Yes, that's probably it, actually.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, I saw that.
got a lot of praise, but kind of, I think, went under the radar. A mad one. She executive produced and starred as a grieving widow in the Facebook Watch. Jesus, you're better than this. Facebook Watch web television series, Sorry for Your Loss. And then I suppose most recently it has been WandaVision, but it said here that she will reprise the role in the film Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which is scheduled for a March 2022 release. She's engaged to a lad called Robbie Arnett. Good for her. In terms of other stuff that's coming out, well, actually, Doctor Strange is the only thing that seems to be in her calendar.
I feel like there's big things coming for that character, though.
Yeah. And I'd say off the back of the success of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, this is setting her up. Robbie Arnett's a bit, he's a musician. I wanted to see if he was related to Will Arnett, but it doesn't seem to be.
I don't think. He's in a band that I don't know of called Milo Green. And they've been dating for 3 years. Talk to me about Catherine Hahn, because she, as we've already discovered, she seems to be in a lot of things.
She's in everything.
About her even more.
Yeah, she's in absolutely everything. And I was only thinking about this because I don't think I've ever really known her name up until now. And it's mad when you hear like her CV of like class things she's done, because her Wikipedia page goes on for fucking ages. But I'll just like the ones that jump out to me. Her first movie was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. She was in Anchorman. Yes. She was in The Holiday. She was in Step Brothers, obviously, in that iconic role. She was in The Dictator, which I mentioned the other day. She's in We Are the Millers. Loads of other things I'm skipping over because I've never seen them. Bad Moms, and the sequel to Bad Moms, I think, is a Christmas movie. She's in Hotel Transylvania. And then she's Dr. Octopus in the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. She's in Parks and Rec. She's in Girls. She was in Bob's Burgers. She was in American Dad. Transparent.
She has been in everything.
Truly, so many things. Like, and but just never kind of always flying under the radar. Not really, because you'd know her face, but like I don't think she'd go into a shop and not be recognized. But I just think she's finally now getting the recognition she deserves after her 20 years of cracking work.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I can't remember what else I was going to say about her.
Do you want me to talk about Sexy, Sexy Vision?
Oh, please.
I want to. Oh, that
we stand, Paul.
He did really? Me. Yeah, I really, really fancy that fucking robot so much. He's so polite.
He's just so British.
So British. Oh, after everything I said.
He is very polite.
Sorry, can we, before I actually get into anything about him, I knew his face from somewhere and I couldn't figure out what. And it was only literally again that I was listening to Who Weekly. And Lindsay said, Paul Bettany, sure he's in Wimbledon.
Yeah. He did, that's how he got.
Oh my God.
That's how he got the part, because he did Wimbledon with John Favreau, with one of the other Marvel people, like Marvel people.
I look it up.
And they thought they were like looking for the voice of whatever the suit, Iron Man suit. Marvel people are actually going to hate this podcast. Do you know the way he started off as the voice of the suit, Iron Man suit or whatever?
We are bandwagoners. Like, what? You didn't come here for expert analysis. You came here to listen to two bimbos struggle with a very complicated comic book franchise after we watched 9 episodes of a show that we enjoyed.
In 2 days, yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying?
So he was he's originally cast as just like the voice of Iron Man's suit or something like that.
Sorry, I have it here. Yeah. Made his leading man debut in Wimbledon, a romantic comedy with Kirsten Dunst. The film's cast would also introduce him to Jon Favreau playing his manager, a relationship that would return when Favreau cast him as the voice of Jarvis in Iron Man. So Jarvis is clearly the robot or something.
Yeah, in the making of WandaVision, that bonus episode, he was like, I remember getting the call and John being like, we need some like, we're looking for like a boring robotic voice to play this. And like you immediately sprung to mind. And he was like, I remember just trying not to be offended and just being grateful that I was getting the work. And he was like, he never thought he was even going to appear on screen. Like, it's all like just developed.
I'm glad he did.
I'm glad he did too. He's a lovely man.
He did. He first came to the attention of mainstream audiences when he starred in Gangster Number One. Which I do not remember. A Knight's Tale, which I do remember, but I don't think I've ever seen.
It's about the mouse. Either. No.
What are you thinking of? Fight the Good West? Five Goes West is a cracker.
No, what's the movie about the mouse?
An American Tale. Five Goes West.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly it.
Or no, are you thinking of the Tales of Despero?
Yes. And he's in the boat in the sewers.
It's not that. That was Matthew Broderick.
Oh, I love my life.
And then he was in A Beautiful Mind. He was also nominated for a BAFTA Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role for playing Stephen Maturin in the film Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. As a child, I fancied Russell Crowe in that movie, which now that I'm back was
Russell Crowe
right.
Always looked 50, like.
And he had like long blonde hair. I don't know what was going on with me. He went on to appear in several films, including Dogville, Wimbledon, as we mentioned. Oh, we should do Wimbledon for a movie club.
Never heard of it.
The Da Vinci Code, Creation, The Tourist, Margin Call, Legend. Oh, he was in Solo, A Star Wars Story, and then he made his directorial debut with the film Shelter, which he also wrote and co-produced. He is married to Jennifer Connelly.
No way.
Again. Yeah.
Charlie's Angels, Jennifer Connelly. Yeah. Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle. Yeah.
Are you sure?
She was the baddie.
Charlie's Angels is another one for the movie club, right? I hope you're writing this down. Breed, I don't think this is her. I'm looking at her Wikipedia now. She was in Hulk.
Is it a different Jennifer Connelly?
She's in the next Top Gun. Oh my God. But she was in Spider-Man Homecoming. She played
Demi Moore.
These people are too connected. She does look like Demi Moore, but I can...
Do you know what she's...
Rest assured, she is not Demi Moore.
She's in He's Just Not That Into You. She's married to Bradley Cooper in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
I always mix them up.
Yeah. Anyway, they're married. That's not really relevant to the rest of his life, but anyway.
I like that.
Oh, he used to work with the elderly. Like
you. We have something in common.
Oh, I love him. When Bettany was 16, his brother Matthew died at age 8 after falling onto concrete from a tennis pavilion roof at Queen's Road. Jesus Christ.
Where are you going with it?
Very hard life. He has dyslexia. I think that's kind of it, yeah, but he kind of followed Like, obviously, he did other things in between. Sorry, I'm not laughing at the fact.
They're like the two bullet points of.
So he was in. He was cast in Iron Man as Jarvis, reprised that role in 2010 for Iron Man 2. And then he was in Avengers, the first one. And then he was in Iron Man 3. He's in Disneyland's Inventions attraction. A two-story exhibit in Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
Is he just a voice?
Focusing on near futuristic technologies. Oh, it's closed now, but yeah, I think he was just a voice there. He played Vision. So he started as Vision in Avengers Age of Ultron. And reprised his voice role as Jarvis again in the same film. Like, how do Marvel people watch this and are they not just intensely confused all the time?
Yeah.
Then he was obviously in Civil War and he was in Infinity War. Oh my God, Breed, you're not going to believe this.
What?
Bettany also stars as Ted Kaczynski in the Discovery Channel television show Manhunt Unabomber.
He does.
Your favorite thing.
I knew him from somewhere. But there I couldn't go. Get my head around it. Oh my God, that makes so much sense. Because I said to Michal, who is he? And he goes, Paul Bettany, you wouldn't know him. But I did. That's a great show if you haven't seen it, actually.
He replaced Michael K. Williams in Solo. So that's who he came to be. And that's the character was reworked for him. This is mad. So in 2018, it was reported that he was nearing a deal to play Prince Philip for The Crown.
Oh, he would have been
following
good.
Up from Matt Smith. And then it was basically, he said he couldn't do it because of scheduling conflicts.
He would have been better than Matt Smith.
But no, it was the person who replaced Matt. Who replaced Matt Smith? Who played older.
Whoever's playing him now, but like.
That's I literally just goes, who's playing him? And he goes, whoever's playing him now.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see. No, I actually just don't care enough to Google the Royals right now.
Imagine the different trajectory his career would have taken if he had taken that role as opposed to. Do you know
they're
what I mean?
Equally as big in different, like, in I know, different but like demographics.
Yeah, but then WandaVision would have probably been delayed.
Yeah. Well, he didn't think he was ever coming back. He thought he was fired. Like, he thought once he died, he was dead. Like, I'd say he never thought they're going to bring me back to life a third time
imagine you're only dying to be killed off from the universe. Like, you're only dying for a few weeks off, and Marvel are like, you need to come back and say three lines. He's going to star as Alexander Nix in an upcoming film. He is the fucking head of him, if anyone knows who Alexander Nix is, in an upcoming film on the Facebook Cambridge Analytica data scandal. That sounds really boring, but good for him. I'm sure he's getting a lot of money for it. That's Paul Bettany. Give me more. One of them is going to end up hosting SNL fairly soon, I would say.
Oh yeah. I'd say it'd be him, because I don't find Elizabeth Olsen that charming. Like, off screen, I think she's more serious about the acting and the vision and all that. Not the vision, but
then that's why she might do it, to show that she's a bit of crack.
Yeah, maybe.
I should give an honorable mention to Tiana Paris as well, who plays Monica, who actually I didn't realize. So, like, if you've watched Captain Marvel, she's in it as a child. The more I read this, I just keep getting confused.
Yeah,
and this was supposed to be like, this series is like her introduction to the MCU as like a superhero, obviously, because whatever happens, she goes through the force field and she gets powers.
Rewriting her DNA. Oh, I didn't cop that. But that's when she gets her powers. Oh my God.
So she played the adult version of Monica Rambeau, as we said, was initially introduced in Captain Marvel, but she was a child. That's why there's lots of references to her mom. Her mom is in Captain Marvel as an adult, obviously. She was also in If Beale Street Could Talk, and she had a recurring role on Empire, if anyone watched that. But this is like her, this is going to break her, and as it should, because she is fucking excellent in this.
Break her in a good way.
Yeah, not in a mean way. She is due to star in Captain Marvel 2, which is slated for release in 2022. No word of her being in any of the other Marvel.
They don't tend to announce those things very far in advance, though. I think they kind of make up the rules as they go, which is the exciting thing about Marvel.
She gained superpowers after being bombarded by extra dimensional energy produced by an energy disruptor weapon. Like,
yeah.
Sorry now. I did enjoy it. Am I going to go back and watch all the movies in order? Yeah, because I enjoyed fucking WandaVision. But like, I reach it like that and I'm like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Like, and you know the bit where Kat Dennings is in this as well. I'm obsessed.
Yeah, honorary mention to Kat Dennings and Randall Park.
Yep. But you know the bit where it's like, where obviously you just said there, her DNA is rewritten, whatever. And Kat Dennings looks at her and she's like, the wall rewrote your DNA. Like, your cells are totally different. I was like, can we not try and make this like, so like, you didn't, those bits of dialogue, I'm just immediately taken out. I'm like, this is bullshit. But anyway.
Somebody actually, can you hear the share?
No, I can't.
Somebody wrote in and said, please talk about how, this is from Katie Kent, please talk about how iconic Kat Dennings is in it as the audience surrogate / explainer of everything, which I had not really consciously thought about, but that's like exactly her role. She is like the average person who is sitting watching the sitcom and relaying it to everyone else to make us all understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's just an important role. Do you want to
talk about some of the Easter eggs, and then I'll get into WandaVision season 2 and potentially what the fuck is going to happen in Doctor Strange, and then maybe we can commit to a plan of us watching them all the way through.
Oh, we're bad at committing, but okay. So I put it out to our listeners on Instagram today just to see, because we've never seen any other Marvel movies, or like we have and we just can't connect the dots because it's been so long. We asked people to send us in their Easter eggs or like the things they loved about watching WandaVision as Marvel fans. So this one's from Kira. She said, Paul Bettany or Vision hinted at a major cameo that he's always wanted to work with. It was himself. He plays two versions of Vision in the show. He sparked a major fan theories, and it turns out he was just excited to work with himself, which I kind of love.
Cute.
He was like, yeah, I'm going to be working with someone and I'm really excited. I've always wanted to work with them. And he was talking about himself, which we all need that kind of confidence. This one's from Sean. He said, for Easter eggs, this is one you've probably seen heard already, but when Jimmy Woo is first introduced to Monica, he does a card magic trick to make his FBI ID card appear. And it's a reference to Ant-Man and the Wasp, where Paul Rudd does the same trick and Jimmy asks him how he does it. Then in WandaVision, we see Jimmy learned how to do the trick. A few other small ones are the magic book that Agatha and Wanda are studying is missing from the library in the sanctuary in Doctor Strange. That means nothing to me, but it probably does to lots of other people. Lots of the ads are on the TV are references to things that happened in Wanda's life, which I'll get into.
Oh, I didn't have that, but I did notice references to like fucking Stark Industries or Stark Enterprise, whatever.
Yeah.
Tony's staff is called.
Lots of people talking about Evan Peters. Just skipping through, see what we haven't copped. The music at the end. Oh, the finale was filmed. This is from Emer. The finale was filmed during COVID, so you'll never see more than two people per shot. And if you do, at least one of them is CGI. The music at the end is when Wanda's reading the Darkhold book is actually just the theme song of Doctor Strange slowed down.
Interesting. The shit you guys spot, like.
Yeah. So our good pal Robin got in touch to explain the ads and what they all refer to in Wanda's life. So I'll just fly through these.
Robin is some gal. I knew she wouldn't let us down.
Yeah, in the sitcoms, they have actual ads. So they're like, the scenes of the actual show are intercut with ads for products or companies that tie into the MCU. So there's a toaster from Stark Industries in the 1950s episode, which is a nod to Tony Stark. And there's an ad for Strucker Watch, which is a reference to Baron Strucker, who is the guy who was the leader of Hydra, who was responsible for experimenting on Wanda in
Nazi lads.
Age of Ultron. Yeah. And the Lagos paper towel ad is a nod to the explosion in Lagos, Nigeria in Captain America Civil War, where Wanda had been unable to contain an explosion and ended up sending it into a building, killing dozens of people, which was a big mess. Which they reference in the ad.
Which was really bad.
Yeah. So that's just some of them. I'm sure there's loads more. They're all probably on Reddit if you want to go look there.
Sorry, we've had a lot of technical difficulties. If the energy seems to dip throughout this episode, we've had numerous technical difficulties.
One each.
One each, yeah. I will quickly get into... Well, this article, it just says, why WandaVision needs a season 2 after Doctor Strange 2. So he said that, like, Doctor Strange 2 is seemingly going to follow up this story rather than a straight sequel. It's worth noting that, like, WandaVision season 2 hasn't been confirmed.
I don't think they could do a season 2.
See, there is a part of me that thinks that as well. But then the popularity of it, I'm like... When have Disney ever said no for more money, you know? Kevin Feige, who's involved with the series, he said WandaVision was never conceptualized as a multi-season production. But given the overwhelmingly positive response, that could certainly change. As we mentioned, Elizabeth Olsen is going to reprise her role in Doctor Strange. And in the movie, the Sorcerer Supreme will be confronted with his fellow Avengers' transformation into the ominously... mythical, creepy and formidable Scarlet Witch. I have not seen Scarlet Witch, so
it hasn't happened.
This is just a slideshow that's just not really explaining anything. At the end, does it seem like she's trying to get the kids?
When?
Do you know at the very end where she's in that cabin?
I didn't get that vibe. I thought she was just kind of vibing.
You can hear the kids' voices in the background.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I didn't cop that. Possibly. Like, the kids are definitely coming back at some point. Absolutely. They're not gone. They can't be gone. They're coming back.
So, yeah. The Doctor Strange season 2 will likely resolve some of WandaVision's lingering plot threads. So, Wanda obviously has new chaos powers, her possession of the Darkhold. So, that could happen. But Doctor Strange obviously has his own shit to deal with. This is hard to read when you haven't watched the movie, but clearly Benedict Cumberbatch has shit to be doing. Here it is. The source of Billy and Tommy's voices in the finale post-credit scene, the whereabouts of White Vision, where the fuck did he go? He was just like, I am Vision, and was like, bye.
Yeah.
Bye, girls. Kisses. Bisou, bisou. And then, like, so Agatha's just there. She's definitely not just staying there. You know, she's what
not,
I mean?
Like, we're not done with any of these characters, I don't think.
There's talk of Vision reemerging in Armor Wars, which is a thing. I just clicked it and I don't fully understand, but it's another Marvel thing. Don Cheadle's in it.
Don Cheadle is dead, is he not? Not the actor, but the character.
Don Cheadle's not dead. The character could well be dead.
Or severely injured. There's another series coming next week on Disney Plus of this, of a similar vein, kind of like...
Talk to me about this.
So it's called Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I have no idea what the hell it's about or who might appear in it.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier, I'd imagine. On Google,
is Falcon and the Winter Soldier are a mismatched duo who team up for a global adventure that will test their survival skills as well as their patience. The first episode is due the 19th of March, so in a couple of days. So if you're looking for something to fill the void, that's probably it. I think there's one called Loki coming as well.
Yes, they announced loads of shit at that Disney Plus announcement. So this year we have Black Widow is supposed to be coming in May, right? That's probably going to end up going straight to DVD now or whatever the equivalent is, straight to streaming. That's May the 7th. Then there's Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. That's supposed to be July this year. Then there's Eternals, which is supposed to be November. Then the next Spider-Man. Yeah. Then the next Spider-Man is No Way Home, which is December. And then into 2022, you have Doctor Strange 2, which is March 2022. Thor Love and Thunder, which is May 2022.
Love and Thunder Black is Panther a great 2, name
for a movie. Yeah, July 2022. And then Captain Marvel is November 2022.
Cool. I'm actually looking forward to them now.
I might watch that Falcon Winter Soldier thing. Winter Soldier is Bucky, I think, that's in Captain America.
I've never seen
Captain America. He's Captain America's boyfriend. I don't know who Falcon is.
Yeah, I can't get over Captain America as a woman. In my head, it's Falcon.
Captain America It's Chris Evans.
Who am I mixing up? Oh, I'm Captain Marvel.
You're thinking of Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
But there's just this, like, the fans fully think that, like, yeah, so sorry.
Captain America's gay.
But the fans, like, kind of like to pretend he is.
Love that for you.
So the Winter Soldier is Bucky Barnes, and then the Falcon is Sam Wilson. People just basically want Captain America and Bucky to shag because I think they were friends at some point. I don't know. Would you say this is our best or worst episode?
I would say technically one of the worst. But as far as like bandwagons go, this is absolutely a big one for...
This is such a bandwagon. We are on it. We are gripping on for dear life and we don't fully understand, but we are on it now.
Yeah, we are going to go back and watch them all.
If anyone has the order, please send it to us. And on the final say of this, would you recommend this to someone who A, has no interest in Marvel and or has no interest in watching the rest of it? I think you definitely could watch this as a standalone. But I'd find it very hard to believe that you'd watch it and be like, oh yeah, I'm not going to watch.
You wouldn't I'm not understand interested in the a whole of lot now. Of it. Yeah, you would. Or you'd understand it like
you would base understand level, it, but I think
base level. Yeah. But you'd miss all like the cool things about it.
Because it does refer back to like the major events, and you do get that kind of, as you said, base level understanding. But to live it, I suppose.
Yeah,
you'd need to watch them.
That is so true.
WandaVision is now streaming on Disney Plus. Mini bandwagons? Sorry, yeah. I didn't reply. I had to go get a new microwave and then I had to immediately go to therapy. So not because of having to get the new microwave, but it's just the way the appointments fell.
That's all right. So I have some mini bandwagons. The first one is called Paddy Irishman. My friend, I say friend, it's a man I've worked with a couple of times. He is very, very lovely though. His name is Ross O'Callaghan. And he has started a new project for Paddy's Day this year, which is like an art photography project, and where he photographs anyone who's named Paddy or Patrick or Pat or some variation of that, and like tells a little bit about them. So like Patti Smith has featured,
friend of the pod.
There's a couple of others on there. I just think it's a really nice thing for Patti's Day. If you're interested, go look it up. It's called the Patti Irishman Project, and it's on Instagram, and I think it's on Facebook as well. If you're looking for a nosy. And then I was waiting for Fanita to text me back, so I just wrote down, after the popularity of skipping last week, I've written down
weighted hula hoops.
Hula hooping.
Yeah.
Which I can't do. I've tried, can't keep it up. My sister can hula hoop for an hour straight.
You can do it. I wasn't able to do it. Oh, Annabelle, like some of the days we were watching WandaVision, Annabelle was just swinging away in the background.
Hula hoops for an hour straight without dropping it. I literally kept putting it around my neck and being like, look at me, I'm Zendaya in The Greatest Showman. It's a...
Why don't we rewrite the stars?
It's definitely a mini.
I don't know how you had that thing around your neck. It's so sore.
No.
And when I put it up, people were like, be careful, you will be covered in bruises.
You will be covered in bruises, but it's apparently incredible for your core. I'm going to stick to the skipping because I just find it easier. Someone actually texted me during the week and sent me a TikTok, and it was a girl who went to buy a skipping rope or bought a skipping rope to start skipping and then wanted to see if like the skipping rope would work in her bedroom. So she went into her bedroom and pretended to skip with the rope to see if she'd have the space. And then as she was doing it, she was like, I've been scammed. Like, this is skipping. Why did I need the rope? You can just literally just pretend.
Yeah.
So I've been scammed. Anyway, and then
we've all been scammed, really, haven't we?
Really just was struggling for things at the end to do a Patty's Day. So I just wrote down stream the cores.
Yeah,
there are so many other things you can stream. I was having a moment.
Do we want to stream the cores? Does Jim Core get that money? I'd stream the cores if I meant Jim Core got not a
illegally stream sentence. The cores.
Illegally stream the cores. No, actually, we can't say that. Breed.
No,
don't do what we just said. Don't do what Johnny Don't does.
And you can stream Tim Chadwick's new album. It's top of the charts, I think, at the minute.
Tim Chadwick.
Jim, did I say that? Did I? It's called Timothy. It's called Timothy, and we won't rest until we get him on this podcast. So
come on, Tim, you coward.
We haven't asked him. Yeah,
sorry, that was aggressive. But just if you say no, we're calling you a coward.
Yeah. That's all.
Yeah, that's it from us. Thanks, Emil, for checking this out. This podcast has been painstakingly produced by Collaborative Studios. We are Bandwagons Podcast everywhere on social media. We are on Patreon if you want to support us there. That would be so nice and gorgeous. Follow us on Spotify. You'll be kept up to date on all the latest episodes. We got a good few Apple reviews, I think, Breed. So we'll pick a few winners for those beanies.
Ooh.
But please can keep leaving reviews. Obviously, that would be nice. And we will be back next week. I am Fanula.
I'm Breed.
Goodbye.
It's Bandwagons. And that's the end.
'Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.